Grace and peace from God our Father, our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the indwelling Holy Spirit. Amen. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we come to the end of the church year, we give you thanks for all the blessings you have showered upon us. Open our hearts and our minds to you, and may the coming Advent season be incredible to us as it brings us closer to you and the great gift of the salvation of our souls. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. A young girl asked her Sunday school teacher, "What is alert?" "A what?" the teacher asked. "Alert," the young girl said again. "What are you asking? Why do you want to know what alert is?" asked the bewildered teacher. "I'm asking you because the pastor said we should be alert. So I want to know what alert is so I can be one." Be alert. Stay awake. Watch out. In this gospel reading for the last Sunday in the church year, we hear the warning. Stay awake. Or as in another translation, the warning is to be alert, to watch out. What prompted Mark to send out this alarm in his gospel? Prior to the written gospels, it was good enough just to tell the stories regarding Jesus. However, many scholars believe the Jewish revolt against Rome in the year 66 to 70 AD created the need for a written account of the good news of Jesus Christ, and that Mark wrote his gospel during this period of time. In addition, during this time there were false prophets arising who claimed that their victory over Rome would usher in the new age. And there were others coming in Jesus' name to claim to be Jesus and were leading the people astray. Thus it was needed to have a written permanent account of Jesus to preserve what was true about Jesus. Now this was further complicated because believers were being persecuted at this time, even by their own family members. Many were arrested with the dynamic of many of the original disciples of Jesus being eyewitness authorities, having been martyred. This created the need for another reliable authority, namely the written word. In reality, today, not much has really changed. There are people today claiming to be Jesus, the Messiah. And various political forces are constantly trying to minimize and destroy the gospel message. Families are turning against one another. Weekly, we hear about people dying in defense of the faith. So the question that we must seriously address in our present state and country, where we have so many freedoms, Why must we stay awake to be alert and to watch out? One of the main reasons is noted in our gospel reading today, and it is addressing the reality of the end of time. But do we really take this seriously? We tend to dismiss the end of time because either we do not believe it, or because our experience of hearing the cry of the street preachers, especially in and around some of the seedy areas of our cities. Repent! The end of the world and the time is at hand. We have all heard this. And what do? We dismiss them, even thinking that this person must have some mental disorder. We walk away with the feeling, the end of the world? Yeah, get real, buddy. We've all been there. And if we're honest with ourselves, we all probably have had that thought. Get real. The end of time is also a phenomenon with many which have become obsessed about when will Christ return. We already know the answer to this question. No one knows, not even the Son, but there will be signs. Signs that I believe have been always with us and have created an overpowering need for many to try to figure out that date when the end of time will come by properly interpreting these signs. In this, one can always point to some cataclysmic event or sign that has recently occurred. Signs, they claim, that point to the end of time is very, very near. Thus far, they have been very consistent. They've always been wrong. And the excuses they have made when the end did not occur are often quite humorous. I sincerely believe the gospel's concern for us today and our eternal life is saying to us, be alert. Watch out. This is true because of the unbelieving, adulterous, and sinful generation that seeks to deceive us in not following God's way. The forces of evil in this world are very cunning. They are very seductive in seeking to trap us. To trap us in the minutest things that can quickly escalate into serious problems. How often have parents and grandparents heard the expression from their children and grandchildren, but everybody's doing it? All of us need to be reminded of the fact everybody else just may be wrong. Even parents can feel the pressure to keep up with the Joneses or the Spitzlocks. I had to put that one in. Whoever the Joneses and Spitzlocks are. We need to be alert and watch out for threats being waged against us on a daily basis. The students who think that cheating is an acceptable way to get good grades so that they can get on the honor roll or qualify for the college they wish to attend. We need to be alert and to watch out for those teenagers and, yes, even adults who think the abuse of alcohol and drugs are the only way to have a good time, to enjoy life, or to deal with the challenges that they face. We need to be alert and to watch out for the people whose jokes and language show disrespect for other people and for God. We see this in the growing trend of many to seek to destroy another individual by bullying or by destroying their reputation by false statements. We need to be alert and watch out for some of the messages that some of the politicians, the news media, and yes, even some preachers, messages they are spewing forth on the airwaves. Messages that are just plainly misleading and false. We need to be alert and watch out for the worldly attitude being proclaimed by many in overt and in subtle ways. The message to us to be mainly concerned, if not only for oneself, but just for one's immediate family. That it's all about me. It's all about me. What's mine is mine and what's yours is mine because I do not have enough. I need even more. I need even more. To be alert, to watch out, to be on guard, because we are living in a growing, unbelieving, sinful society. And the fact is, we all can get sucked in and become part of the worldly way. The worldly way of thinking and acting. It's all about me. All these other things do not affect me. And yes, we can all get sucked in. Yes, we must be alert and watch out at all times. For the forces of evil are very strong, and I can challenge you in saying if you believe in angels, you better doggone well believe in the demonic and in the evil. For angels are real and evil is real. We must fight against this evil without succumbing to evil in ourselves in the process. And the only way we can do this is to embrace the world as Jesus requested in the Garden of Gethsemane. To stay awake. To be alert. To watch out at all times, especially in the dark times in our lives. And in doing this, to refuse to compromise the way of the cross. It is a call for us to take up our cross and to follow this Jesus Christ to wherever it may lead us. And while we're on this journey, it calls us to take time, to study His Word, to pray. We are called to partake in His holy meal so that we may be nourished by His holy precious body and blood. and as previously mentioned, to spend time in real prayer, to come to God with our concerns and our needs, and to be open to what God's will truly is. It may not be what we want. And in this, it's just as important in our prayer as in our actions to be quiet and to listen to this Christ, to open our hearts and minds to where He wants us to go and what He wants us to do. So, is the end of the time really near? Is it? I don't think Mark is telling us to watch out for Christ's physical return today or tomorrow, next week, next month, whatever. As Christ is truly present here today and now. Thus, we do not have to worry about the second coming of Christ, as we believers have the promise of eternal life. However, in stating this, I must be very clear. To be very honest with you, for some of us here today, the end of time is closer for some than for others. And it may be closer than we may want it to be. This is why I like to tell people to live each day to its fullest, giving praise and glory to God in word and deed, living as if it were the last day in their lives. For one of these days, for everyone present here today, it will be the last day of our lives, the end of all time as we know it. When we breathe our last and die. Therefore, until we are called home to be living in eternal life with Him, keep praying. Keep witnessing to His saving grace. And in this, I invite you to join with me in this coming Advent season to take time in real prayer and to listen to the Word of God as it draws us nearer and closer to our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A journey of love, a journey of trust that proclaims, "My Lord and my God." The message on our lips until the moment we close our eyes in death. Death on this earth. And open them in the glory of God in heaven. Yes, the end of time is approaching for you and I. So, be alert. Stay awake. Watch out for the great gift of eternal life. We say thanks be to God. And may the peace of God, which truly does pass all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, now and forevermore. Amen.